Today's Sherpa Review has some particularly relevant information if you're brand new to the domain industry and trying to understand exact match domains. What's all the hype? We give some exact figures and parameters to work with to know when an exact match domain is a good investment for you. We also discuss names at NameJet, an investor portfolio, strategy in general. It's a good show. Enjoy. Hey, Sherpa Network. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com, and this is the Domain Sherpa Review. This is a show where we get into the minds of successful domain name investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become better investors ourselves. We have three segments to the review. We'll start off learning what the Sherpas recently bought and sold. Next, we'll discuss in value an investor-submitted domain name portfolio. And finally, we'll preview some domains going to auction soon at namejet.com and whether the Sherpas think they're a good investment opportunity for you. Joining us today on the Domain Sherpa Review are three past Sherpas and industry thought leaders. We're particularly delighted to have Amanda Waltz, now with Waltz Consulting. Hello, Amanda. Thank you for being here.
For having me.
Delightful to see you again. The domain industry needs you. You're such a great broker and such an experienced mind in this industry. You're still in Boston?
I am. Yes, it's freezing here. And hopefully the snow will melt soon and spring will arrive.
Well, we're rooting for you. I heard the groundhog saw its shadow. So good luck.
Wishful thinking.
That spring is coming soon, but certainly doesn't look like it outside
today.
Yeah,
that snow in Vegas really makes things turn. Yeah,
if it's the same Boston that I know in... You know, you've got three more months before it even.
It is.
Oh, it is. It is. Shane, Shane Coltra, DSAD, hello. How much snow do you have?
We don't have any snow, but it's ice. And, you know, I make a living doing salt. Of my 50 million businesses, one of them is salting places because it's pretty profitable if you have the right equipment. And we were out there five times more than snow. I mean, you just get these little snows and ice and rain and then freezing at night. So I get it about a day before Amanda does. So I can tell her like one day ahead to brace herself.
All right. All right. Keep in touch. Then you'll know it's going to be cold in Boston.
Yeah. You got one coming across. We got it tonight. And it might not come your way, but it's probably coming your way.
Is that the same storm that pounded the like Seattle area?
Yeah. So it got Seattle, then it came across to us, and then they got it recently. But, you know, again, they don't respond as much. Like, you respond less as it goes east. Out west, it's the world is going to end. To the Midwest, it's like, hey, let's code red. We're going to prepare. And then by the time we get to east, they go, we're just going to have to leave 5 minutes early for work today. That's how it goes.